Yes, hello.
Sweeps, how you doing?
Hey, who's this?
It's Mike here again.
Never heard of you. What's going on with our friend Niall there? What's Niall doing?
We just had a very lively topic there with a charming Limerick woman.
That bad, huh?
Well, come here. We're just running a bit over here, Sweeps. Are you okay? Are you badly needing to go to bed, or can you hang on for another half hour?
A half an hour?
Yeah, would that be all right?
Why don't you call me back?
Yeah, no, I will. I'm just checking that.
I can't do a half an hour of elevator music and commercials.
No, I'll ring you back in half.
Okay, what's the call sign?
Code 124.
Okay, call me back. Yeah, I can hang on. I'm in the office, so catch up on my work in a half an hour or so.
Thanks, man. Talk to you then.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.
Hello.
Sweet, how are you doing?
Hey, who's this?
It's Mike here again.
Mike, where have you been for the last 10 minutes? My goodness sakes, you've been out to the bar, right?
I have been, absolutely, yeah.
Yeah, I thought so.
You're very busy. I'm going to pop you on hold.
Oh, yeah?
Sweets, yeah. And he'll be with you right after the ad break, yeah?
Yeah, sure. No problem.
Million. And hang on there. So he's just asking if we're alone and all that sort of stuff. We might take a few callers on, all right?
Yeah, and what's this about tonight? Who's the in New York, is it?
About what?
What are we doing with
him? Yeah, no, I just mentioned that to you earlier on. Actually, it's just in general, Sweets, whether we're alone or...
In general. I love it. Okay.
Okay, hang on there, okay?
Yeah, sure.
Thanks a million.
Okay.
From 3 on Classic Hits. 4FM, an iceberger for a euro.
4FM, folks, that's where we are. Hanging on, waiting for Niall Boylan, huh? Talk to myself here.
You can arrange a confidential meeting in the comfort of your own home within 48 hours free of charge.
Help, we may never be seen again. Ah, it's a good drink. Yo. Scusazzi, por favore, grazie, grazie amens. Things like that. You have to be multilingual when you're talking to yourself waiting for Niall Boylan. Yeah. Muy importante. Things like that.
Call us now on 1850-410-494.
Hello?
The Late Show with Niall Boylan on Classic Hits 4FM.
That's a text coming in already. Somebody says, "Nah, the only alien out there is actually you. Go back to space." Somebody says, "Defo alone, no aliens." No, for sure. Because if there was aliens, they'd be claiming the social welfare like everybody else in this country. Somebody else says, "We are not alone. Every star is a sun, and every sun has planets. So look at the skies and ask yourself." Somebody else, I want to know tonight, give us a call if you want to. If you've seen something in the sky that you think resembles a UFO, or you don't know what it was, you can't explain it. Maybe it was a satellite, you don't know, but you can't explain it. If you want to talk to the experts, you can. Come on the air right now on 1850-410-494 or text us at 535-44. That's 535-44. Just got a text in there now. Niall, just as you talk about that, I happened to be looking out the window of my car and I seen a light which looked like it was green and orange heading west towards the Galway direction from Dublin. Oh, quite interesting. All right, well, the man who knows all about it is Sweet Fox. He was in the United States, but now living in Monaghan. And Sweet is an expert in UFO and has been dealing with UFOs for many, many years. He's going to talk to us all about Roswell and Groom Lake and everywhere else in Area 51. Good evening to you, Sweet.
Yeah, hey, how are you doing? What have you been up to, Niall, that I disapprove of?
I haven't heard from you.
No. Well, keep in mind that I'm very liberal, though, so, you know. I know you were having it on with some lady from the West Coast, yes?
Oh, was I?
Yeah, you were doing something with her. I had a great talk going there with her.
Oh, did I? Oh, this is... Oh, who was that? Samantha?
No, yeah, Samantha, okay.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Right, no.
Let's go back to UFOs.
Okay, you want to go back to them?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Okay, you give us, first of all, for people who might doubt your qualifications in some way, what are your own qualifications?
Military intelligence, I'm what you call an insider, mm-hmm. Okay? The rest of you guys out there who weren't in our special details and things like that and agencies, we call pedestrians. They're just walk-bys, you know, and once in a while they look up, they see something or film something, okay? But I was an insider for years and years and years, and right now I've decided, well, in the last few years, to turn informer, whistleblower, things like that.
Okay, and where were you working in the United States?
I don't remember. Was it on this planet? No, this goes all the way back to when I was on the Jerry Ryan show too. When you know, so I've been in Ireland for a while. I've been in and out of Ireland, working a lot of work in the Middle East. Mm-hmm. I was in Project Peace Hawk, where we saw, that was in Saudi Arabia, we're training the Saudi pilots and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. We're on a secret Air Force base. Daily, we'd see them on radar scopes and stuff like that. We'd send up sorties to intercept them. Of course, we knew we weren't going to intercept them. You can't catch them. They pop in and pop out.
So what are we typically talking about? When we talk about unidentified flying objects, what are we talking about, your typical flying saucer type thing, or is it something?
Well, we're getting all kinds of different type of sightings now. In fact, some of them are man-made, created. You don't want to talk about Area 51 or Groom Lake. Mm-hmm. They're copied or back-engineered or this type of thing. And they have quite a fleet of them. In fact, they have an outer space fleet from the States, run by the Department of the Navy, a secret type of organization, agency, black ops, if you will, okay? But in most cases, the worldwide sightings are increasing, there's no doubt about it. There's libraries of films, of videos, of camera, mobile phone catches of UFOs every day all over the world. You couldn't keep up with them, okay? Computer generated images. There's no doubt there's fakes out there, but who's putting them out? You know, a lot of people are aware of how to have the technologies to do this now. No, but they've been with us before we were on this planet. We're just discovering, Niall, that we don't know the first thing.
Question: If there is, you know, spaceships and aliens and everything.
If there is, okay.
Why? Well, you know, I'm a skeptic. it's always a good place to start. But if there is, okay, and you know, why haven't they kind of come down and shook hands and said hello?
They have many times. They haven't interfered in our major decisions, governments and things like that. They certainly have taken a lot from us, and what they're going to eventually do with us, or have us do for them, or whatever, is a moot question. People don't really have a line on this yet. Nobody in intelligence anywhere in the world knows what the hell this is all about. That's why I, in my talks to audiences and universities and workshops and things like that, and I was recently the keynote speaker in Blackpool for the Probe Conference, okay, which is one of the biggies, and I tell my audiences all the time, I said, we're just beginning to realize that we don't know the first thing. So I had an experience if people want to see flying saucers or UFOs, whatever you want to call them, they will see them. I had a report that I can give you. It was a huge orange UFO in Monaghan, Ireland on 10 April 2012. And why do I know about this? Because this particular huge, it was 10 times bigger than an aircraft in the sky, at least, okay? Mm-hmm. And orange in color. It followed our car home. Now, this isn't the first time that we've had UFOs follow our car home. It was a spectacular. It was silent. It changed direction 3 times. It morphed. Originally, it looked like a boomerang, and then it shaped into a Hydra-type configuration, and it went in different directions, 3 different directions that we could see it went in, okay? Now, we're asking people, and we always do this when we have a sighting, has anyone seen this in the Monaghan area or the Scotstown area in Monaghan County?
What's the most active part of Ireland that you've had sightings? Because people contact you, of course, through your website. And
yeah.
I've seen many of the sightings.
What's my website?
IrishUFology.org.
Okay, I'll spell it for you. It's IrishUFology.net. You go to that and you go into the forums and you see what people are talking about.
Okay, so where's the most active area in Ireland?
There are several, okay? A lot of them are around actually the Castle Leslie Estate area in Monaghan, just right around our home, okay, in Monaghan. The other one is down in Dublin, and there's another one in Roscommon. And another one, actually, the fourth would be down around the Cork area.
So you've had quite a lot of sightings in these particular areas.
Well, we get about 6 to 8 sighting reports a week that we confirm. There are many other ones that we can't confirm.
Okay, some of them you would assume, you know, would be maybe satellites or maybe just people or...
No, I mean, satellites are predictable. We know where they are. Okay, when these things change direction, or they're flashing lights, or they morph, reconfigure, or morph, or speed up and slow down, or hover, or pop in and pop out, or on film, this type of thing, we know damn well they're not of this world.
Okay, listen, if anyone wants to call in, you can on 1850-410-494. That's 1850-410-494, or indeed text us.
Be glad to hear from them.
Before. Have you ever seen anything that you thought might have been a UFO? I'm sure Sweeps can tell you whether it was or not.
Yeah, well, tell them to go to the website. They can join the forum and discuss it with other people as well.
Mike, you're in Cork. You're live in Classic Hits 4 FM. You're on The Late Show. Hi.
You doing, Niall? Nice to talk to you.
You too. What do you want to say, Mike?
Yeah, some years ago, I was heading on a fishing trip in West Cork. On, it's not, actually not far from Bantry. It's a place called Inchidonny, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I was with a friend of mine, and when we were sort of heading down a country road, and from the left-hand side of the car, something came over the car, and it followed the car down the road, right? Now, the road around the car lit up with a very bright electric green light all around the car, yeah? And
like a kind of glow around the car, was it?
It was almost as if some sort of a beam came on from something, you know?
Right, okay.
Lit up the road all around the car, but this light didn't come into the car. It was a very, very strange thing, you know. And a beam went across inside this light. It went across the car. It was like a black empty space within the light, and it just went straight across the car. And the light went out, and this thing took off to the right hand side and flew off over to the right hand side and just vanished, you know.
And did you actually get to see it? Could you physically see it?
We got to see this thing about 5 minutes later. What happened was I pulled the car in. I was absolutely stunned, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I said to my friend, I said, what the fuck was that like, you know? And we pulled the car in, we got out of the car, and the two of us were absolutely stunned, like, you know. And we were looking all around the sky and everything to see if we could spot this thing. We couldn't see anything, you know.
Now, were there a few drinks taken?
Nothing was taken at
all. Right, no, I'm just asking. Okay,
right.
Okay. Sweet socks, would that be a kind of typical sighting?
No, that is not typical. As a matter of fact, I had one very similar to that when I was driving at night on a major road. Actually, it was an interstate highway going by Flagstaff, Arizona, okay? Now, you can ask this chap who's telling you this story, and I believe him, because it was like a beam that splashed all over the road. It was also green, and it lit up the interior of cars. And the strange thing about that, I was off the side of the road at the time, just taking a rest, when this happened, okay? Now, when I saw this light splashing up from the road, this green light, it covered all of the cars, lit up the interiors, and the funny thing was, not one person or one car stopped to investigate, didn't even seem to notice it. But I believe this guy, if he saw a green light, this is not a typical sighting, but it is a very, very real sighting that you follow just know about. This kind of craft.
Hi, Niall.
Yes, hey, Mike.
Okay, listen, the story wasn't finished there.
Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, no, we got back into the car, you know, and we headed on to Inchidonny Strand, and we pulled in on the car park there in front of the hotel now that wasn't there then, yeah? And we got out of the car and we looked out over the bay. And out over the bay, I mean, right out in the distance, there was this great big orb hanging out over the sea, which hung there for 2 or 3 seconds and then shot off.
Mike, not a stupid question, but why didn't you take a photograph?
What, man? You didn't have mobile phones in these days.
Oh,
you know?
Okay, all right, okay.
This thing shot off across the sea at absolute incredible speed and just vanished. It just absolutely vanished. But as it was sitting out over the sea, it was pulsing a green, an electric green color, but it seemed to have lines running through it. It seemed to have these black lines kind of running through it in several different directions at the same time, you know? And it just took off. It was the most incredible thing that I've ever...
And before that, if somebody else had told you a story like that, would you have believed them?
No. Be skeptical. Yeah. I would have been really, absolutely very skeptical. I don't think I would have believed what was being said to me. I had to have seen what I've seen and for what happened to have happened for me to believe anything like that at all, you know? It's It was astounding what happened to myself and my friend. Absolutely astounding. There was no drink. There was no drugs involved. We were going off on a fishing trip, and that was the end of the story. There was no reason why it should have happened, you know. And ever since then, I believe that there is something somewhere. My thing is, I don't know if it's coming from another star system or whether it's coming from our own solar system. I believe it's our own solar system. I think it could be Venus or Mars or somewhere else that these things are living on, and they're just business.
Well, let me ask Sweeps, because obviously he has the inside information working in the United States and everything. Sweeps, generally speaking, where is it believed that, you know, alien or UFO spacecraft, where are they coming from?
They're coming from all over. Yeah, he's right on the within our solar system, but that doesn't mean that these places in our solar system are the home of these things. They are probably bases used by, you know, for stopovers and island hopping and this type of thing. But there are, yes, there are civilizations that our astronauts know about and our governments know about on Mars, especially. And so some of the moons of Saturn.
Sweeps, do you believe that the American government, for example, who is the all-powerful, we believe, wouldn't want to tell us these things? Are we not ready for this kind of information? Is that what's wrong?
It has to do with whatever liaison arrangements and agreements they have with the entities involved. I can just say that much. What we can release and what we can't release in the way of information to the public is all tied up in what you would say is interstellar or interspace governmental litigation. I mean, there are things we can do and things we can't do. Don't you think that we control this world? Because we don't.
Sorry, Mike, what are you going to say?
I basically think that if people knew the truth about what was going on with alien contact and stuff like that, people would be absolutely scared to death.
And you're right.
And I think it would possibly cause such panic in the world that civilization as we know it could be affected by it. And I mean, that sounds... It sounds kind of nutty, but I've got some people jumping into the car.
Okay, no problem. But it does sound a bit Hollywood, all right, Mike. But listen, I appreciate it. Thanks very much for the story. Really appreciate it, Mike.
Thanks a lot, guys. Okay, bye.
Sweeps, if I can ask you, why is it that when we hear these alien stories quite a lot, they tend to happen, you know, around Groom Lake and Roswell and all these kind of areas in New Mexico? It's kind of all based in the same area. There seems to be an awful lot of it in that area.
Where have you been getting your reports from? They're worldwide. They're all over the world, Niall. Of course they're seen in these areas, but they're worldwide. They're global. All of these sightings are global, from China, India, North, South, Antarctica, all over the world. Just because they are credible sightings around Groom Lake and S4 and this type of thing, and Indian Springs, Nellis Air Force Base and so on, all of these 51 area command centers and so on and sections, doesn't mean that those are the only ones that people see. They're all over the world. Ask the Russians. They'll tell you that they see more over their military installations than we do.
Joe, you're in Galway. You're live in Classic Hits 4 FM. You're on The Late Show. Go on, you're talking to Steve Fox there. Go ahead, Joe.
Hello, thank you. I was out in the country near enough to Galway City, and I was just looking up into the sky, and I noticed I saw two what appeared to be kind of globe-like things, and one was moving up in a vertical line along the x-axis, we'd say. Another one was going out, another little bit, kind of veering away from it, and I thought they were moving very strangely, and the inside of it seemed to be orange, and it wasn't altogether very defined, but they were moving in such a way that I thought they were almost independent of each other, and then obviously they were, and I didn't know what they were, and they went right above me and kind of disappeared off into the distance. And I thought to myself, that was very strange, no sense like that, nobody will believe me when I tell them. And I went into town and I asked around about it and tried to do a bit of research about it, and they said, oh, you probably saw Chinese lanterns.
And that is a problem nowadays. There's so many of these people setting off these Chinese lanterns all over the place, yeah.
Well, they were very pretty, I must say, but at the same time, that was the first time I'd ever seen them, you know.
Yeah, that is a problem, Sweeps, isn't it, for people who are trying to look for UFOs?
Well, you have to be discriminating, Niall, and you have to have, you know, some sense about these things. When people see things that are in the know, that are on the inside, they get out, they have a whole bunch of specs that they go through, protocols, to make sure that what they're seeing is an unknown and not a military, you know, crafted craft or a balloon or kite or whatever.
Because they did say at one stage that Roswell was a weather balloon, and now the latest information, the guy has come forward, and the guy that was actually in the photograph, he said, no, it wasn't a weather balloon.
That's right, yeah. Well, they put out all this disinformation, they continue to. There's only, like I said, so much that they can admit to right now. We don't hold the game ball. They do.
Joe, have you ever seen anything else before in your life, Joe? Was it just that one occasion?
UFOs, you mean, is it?
Yeah, well, something strange in the sky that you couldn't explain.
No, I haven't seen anything else really like that.
Do you believe in all that, Joe? Do you believe that, are you a believer in, you know, life out there in another planet?
Well, there's a lot of strange things, I think, in the darkness and way off in the countryside. And I think if people believe in, well, they believe in fish robes and they believe in taboos and this kind of thing, and there mightn't be fancy technology out in UFO, but they still, I wouldn't disbelieve them because, well...
It would be naive of us to think that there wasn't life out there in another planet somewhere else because there's so much of it.
They've always had the folklore type of thing in every country, yeah. And a lot of them had to do with UFOs. A lot of them had to do with other aspects like fairies or demons, things like this. There is a agency in the United States, in the government, that deals exclusively with the afterlife, demons, and UFOs, all lumped together, believe it or not.
Lots of text coming in. Some people say governments keep these things secret because they don't want any other country to get their hands on the technology that they obviously must have. They want to get there first. Yeah, I'd imagine, but that's something that governments do want to keep a secret for those reasons as well. Somebody says, my question is, how are UFOs supposedly powered? Petrol, electricity? That comes as much in it. Well, how are they powered?
Are you talking to me?
Yeah, Sweeps. How are they generally? Well, how are they? Is it believed that they're powered?
Well, it has a lot to do with, you know, we gave up and abandoned the theory. I'm going to let out a little secret here now. UFOs coming from, you know, of course, the speed of light is not a constant and the only and the fastest you can go in the universe. But we gave up believing in ether.
Oh, ether alcohol.
Ether, you know, the ether of outer space and things like that, okay? But it's based more on the ether theory than it is on anything that Einstein came up with. And, of course, he's being proven wrong about so many different things now. He's a great man, a genius. But a lot of the things he talks about, especially in quantum, he's being disapproved every day, you know, along the lines of his cosmo concepts. And his mathematics and his physics. So there are many different types of propulsion systems. Plasma craft, for example. Plasma craft aren't metallic, okay? And they can pop in and pop out. You have to understand the dynamics of what we're talking here about. We're talking about a physics. When you talk about even the universe, you're talking about dark matter, which has a physics which is completely different from anything that we have in the visible universe. They don't have protons, you know, atoms, subatomic particles, the way we do. Okay, and beyond that, there's what you call dark energy, which is 10 times more or 100 times more than even the dark matter, which fills the universe more than the visible matter does that we live in. So all of these secret types of energy are employed by different types of alien cultures and groups.
Yeah, I suppose there's a lot of stuff there that, you know, we kind of expect the obvious, be it gas, electricity, magnetism, things.
Yeah, but there's more to it.
We understand some of this stuff.
There's more to it than that, Niall. We don't live in just a universe. We live in a multiverse, a multi-universe. This universe that we live in, with 16 billion light years across in all the galaxies, all right, that's only a bubble. All of this that we see, or can see, or will ever see right now with our technology is just a bubble on the multiverse. There are more universes than the one that we live in. I'm not talking about galaxies. I'm talking about an entire universe. We're just a blip.
Okay, Joe wants to ask you a question. He said, can you ask, Sweeps, this? There are areas in the world which are more susceptible to UFO sightings. Can you ask Mr. Sweet Spot if this is just coincidental?
I think I answered that as worldwide. There's no such thing as an area that is absent from UFO sightings or evidence.
Okay, so you don't believe there's a particular area?
There isn't any particular area.
Okay, hold up a second. Patrick, you're in Galway. You're live in Classic Hits 4FM. You're on The Late Show.
Hi, how you doing?
How you doing, Patrick? What do you want to say?
I was just thinking, you know, like, it's very naive to think that we're the only, you know, beings in the universe, you know, because there's 100 billion suns out there.
Yeah.
All with planets, you know? And, like, I've taken a bit of physics, and if you think about, really, if you have a one-bedroom apartment, our galaxy or our solar system is probably like the size of your doorknob.
Oh, yeah. So, or smaller, actually, probably, yeah.
Well, yeah, I guess something like that. But, you know, so it's really, like, short-sighted to think that we're the only people that are around, you know, we're the only beings around, you know? And, like, I've never really seen anything, but I totally believe that we are not alone anyway, you know?
Yeah, I am a big fan of science fiction. I love that TV show Fringe. I'm into this whole fourth dimension and other dimensions and worlds and other dimensions and all that kind of stuff. I'm a big fan of that kind of stuff. I've never seen what I believe to be a spaceship. I have seen things that I probably thought were satellites, or I thought maybe they were shooting stars. But have you've never... I mean, Patrick, you're over in Galway, so you're in the west, so you're kind of close to the sea there, so you've got the whole ocean out there to yourself, looking out over the ocean. Have you ever sat and actually watched? See, that's the thing, people don't look.
I've been on a camping trip, but this was in Maine, and it was out towards, like, the Atlantic Ocean, and it seemed like maybe... it might have been a satellite or whatever. It wasn't like the gentleman that's on with you. Nothing actually came down. It was a couple thousand feet in the air, but it was just like a light going across. You know, now, it could have been a plane. It could have been a satellite or what. You know, I didn't see anything that he says morph or anything like that or.
Yeah, but I think the key is for people who want to, I suppose, distinguish the difference. I'm sure Steve will correct me if I'm wrong. But if it's a satellite, it's not going to change direction. That would be the key, I imagine.
Yeah, that's true, Niall, but there's also a way people can find out if the thing that they saw one night out, you know, a bright white light or something like that. You go to a website called Heavens Above, okay, and that will show you what satellites are in your area.
Oh, okay, heavensabove.com.
Yeah.
Okay, and that kind of maps out the satellites.
Mm-hmm, yeah, I'll tell you what was overhead at any given time.
What would you do, by the way, Patrick, if you actually did see a UFO up close to you? Would you be in a panic? I would.
After I wet myself, I don't know, really. I was just curious, so, like, obviously this guy Sweets knows about Groom Lake and everything and Area 51. Did back in, like, the 80s or, like, the 70s, were they having, like, the stealth bombers or the stealth fighters actually going around, or...
Oh, the Blackbird, wasn't it? The Blackbird they were developing as well. I mean,
and the Aurora.
Yeah. I mean, they were developing secret weapons as well there. What's the belief? They were developing the technology they were getting from aliens?
Yeah. There's been some gifted type of, you know, technology from aliens, from the liaison that we have with several of their races, several different races. Mainly the tall whites and the grays. It's too long to get into, but yeah, there has been a weapon transfer or technology transfer.
I just had one more question. I've heard somewhere, and there was a physics lecture on one time, and he was talking about bending space as like a means of propulsion. Is that actually possible, or
bending space?
Yeah, well, that's one of the theories. There's a multitude of different theories now regarding getting from one place to another in the universe, okay? There are actually gravity waves deep in our in outer space, deep in our galaxy even, which are about 1,000 times faster than the speed of light. So, I mean, there are ways of getting around.
Yeah, I've heard of this bending space before. It's like, I remember seeing a demonstration very simply. If you take an A4 piece of paper, and you measure the distance from one end to the other, and then you bend it, of course, the distance is shorter. So, obviously, when you bend space, you can get from A to B much quicker.
Yeah, they're calling it folding space now.
Mm-hmm. Or you can go straight through if you bend it in half, can't you? From one side to the other. So that, but that's where they get the whole black hole theory, isn't it? Basically folding something in half. Okay, so, Patrick, you're definitely a believer, but you're just waiting to see it happen.
Yeah, I guess. Well, I'll keep my eye out anyway.
Yeah, do. Keep your eye up the skies. That's what I say. Okay. Okay, hold on a second. I'm going to go to Paul. You're live in Classic Hits 4FM. You're also in Galway, but you're a non-believer.
Obviously, yeah.
Oh, obviously. Why obviously?
Because it's common sense. Just like the same thing. I mean, sweeps is just talking about stuff we have no evidence for. Seeing balls of light in the air. Just because they're UFOs means when somebody identified them, you can't suddenly make a great leap of assumption that they're aliens from other planets. I mean, half of the American population believe the world is less than 10,000 years old. Just because people believe things, and in huge magnitude, doesn't make it real, doesn't make it fact. If a lot of people believe in aliens, believe aliens exist and flying around the place, but does that make it fact? No.
Well, okay, seems it's a fair question, isn't it?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's a fair question. I mean, I suppose a lot of it does come from America, sweeps. You know, a lot of the you know, this.
No, it doesn't. It comes from all over Latin America. It comes from all over Africa, all the seven continents. Okay, the thing is, you can't bring anyone else to where your own experiences are. Try it. You can't do that. If he saw a flying saucer or landed in front of him, then he would change his mind. But that's not the point.
Stuff like this. But I don't attribute it to, like, magical Jesus stuff or aliens in the sky.
Fine.
Because I see a light in the sky that I don't understand, I don't really magically make the assumption that it's from aliens.
Right.
I just say that it's unidentified. I don't know what it is at the time. It could be Venus. It could be a meteorite, a comet. It could be a jet plane that I don't know. A helicopter. It could be anything. It could be a Chinese lantern. There are a million and one things it could be. But why make the assumption that it has to be aliens?
Yeah, that's why we call you guys pedestrians. You're not. You haven't been in on these things. You're not an insider. Okay. I mean, there are a lot of people that see things and they do record them, and they would argue with you that, well, you just don't want to see them, or you haven't seen them, or you deny them. You're getting into a state of denial. But people who have actually been on the inside, military intelligence, that know about these things, you might as well listen to the other half of the coin too and say, hey, maybe I'm wrong. What if you're wrong?
But which is more logical?
Well, I mean, in relation to, okay, well, Paul, hold on a second. You know what I'm like on this show when it comes to, say, for example, religion. I'm a person who's always looking for proof. But when it comes to aliens and UFOs, I'm not saying I believe, but I'm quite open-minded about the whole thing. And I did watch a documentary there going about 2 or 3 weeks ago. I was watching it on Netflix one night. But in any case, it was all about these 5 or 6 guys who come together from around the world. And these guys were very educated, very credible people. And they all had stories. One was an airline pilot who worked for Tokyo Airlines or something like that, and they met in some place in America. Another guy was a guy that was actually, he was actually there in Roswell at the time. He was one of the guys who was actually, they took a photograph with this so-called weather balloon. And he signed an affidavit to say he was told by the American government to say it was a weather balloon, even though he knew it wasn't. This guy from Tokyo was approached by the CIA as soon as he landed his plane and told not to open his mouth about what he had just seen. You know, and you can't kind of say everybody's a liar.
If I say I made a miracle back 1,000 years ago, people would believe me. Well, if I tell a good story, people would have no reason to believe me back then. People are gullible.
They aren't.
Well, I know, I agree, people are gullible.
Of course they're gullible. Look at all the religions.
That's what dissection thing. That fooled a lot of people. Stanton Friedman. I mean, that kind of a huge hoax. The 1950s, with the guy who said he met Venusians. Venus people, and people had believed that as well.
I'm pretty sure there's been lots of hoaxes.
An awful lot of hoaxes.
Yeah.
And everything else can be explained, but we just don't. We're always willing to jump towards the alien conclusion. And I don't deny that there is alien life in existence in this galaxy. But to think that they would be so interested in coming to our small little planet seems to defy belief. It means that we are egocentric, like religion, that we're so special in the universe.
Mm-hmm.
They would have better things to be doing if they do exist than to be flying and taking pictures and probing us in the butt, like Cartman in South Park.
Yeah, okay, that's a fair question, Sweeps.
Why are they so interested in coming here?
Yeah, well, Sweeps, if these guys are as clever as obviously we believe they are, I mean, with these wonderful spaceships, which are, propulsions that we don't even understand, why would they be interested in us? Because we're pretty primitive, really, aren't we?
Well, who are we? Where do we come from?
Well, what do you mean by that?
Well,
what
I mean by that is I'll have one of each, whatever you're selling, because there's as many theories as there are explanations and things by other people that are in the field. Mm. But why are they interested in us? Why is anyone interested in anything? I mean, we don't know their psychology. We don't know their culture. Can you understand anyone's outside of their culture? No.
Why have all the aliens we've ever imagined always been humanoid or a little bit short of...
Who said they were humanoid?
Well, okay.
You never seen insect... Well, we've also been in contact with insectoid. Insectoid praying mantis type and all kinds of other types of reptilians and so on, you know, so...
still humanoids. Reptilians, still, they still look... That the DNA of any life outside of Earth would be completely different.
So now you're an authority, huh? Okay, I don't mean to make fun of you. You have to forgive that.
They would not. They wouldn't be. How could you even exist in our atmosphere? How could you even come here and touch us? Everything on this planet would be completely toxic to life that has evolved on a separate planet in a separate.
How many civilizations and times do you think this planet has been turned over and replowed in new civilizations and so on? How old do you think the planet is? How old do you think the universe is?
How old do you think the planet is, Pete?
Well, it's a lot older than people realize. In fact, you know the Sumerian civilization? You know, which was supposed to be the most... which was supposed to be the grandest of all. Okay? The Sumerian civilization. Now they found out that 250,000 years before summer in southeastern Turkey... there was a full-blown civilization that they're just archaeologists, you know, digging into now, flourished 250,000 years before the Sumerian one that we thought was the greatest full-blown first Earth civilization.
It just goes to show you we're finding new things out all the time. Sorry, Paul, ask that question one more time if you want to. Go ahead.
You're exaggerating the significance of that find as well, making it into a huge collective civilization. That's religion, people coming together. You're exaggerating that find as well.
I'm exaggerating what? I'm sorry.
DNA, there again. What was the question you asked with DNA again?
Any life that evolves on a different planet with a completely different DNA, it's unlikely to be, it could be carbon-based, but silicon-based. Many substitutes, instead of being based on water, we look for planets that have most likely water because we think that water is a good solvent for life to evolve. But they could evolve in other substances as well. I think that they would hear that they could interact with our civilization, our society, our ecosystem that has evolved completely different from somewhere else.
Well, there's also the aspect of panspermia, where other planets do send out their DNA and stuff and plant it on other planets. Okay, so and maybe we were all made out of the same type of material, basically even silicon and so on. So we're just, that's what I tell my audiences. We're just beginning to realize we don't know the first thing.
Okay, let's take a few more
questions. They're always projected as humanoid to me, even if you say they're reptilian, they're usually two arms and two legs. Okay, insectoid, pretty much the same, like Avatar.
Well, I think that's kind of Hollywood, Paul, isn't it, really?
Yes, but no, that's not true. If you look at any alien abduction story, they always are the same thing. Are people who've seen aliens, and they see these space balls or hovercraft, or you look at YouTube videos, there's always a different man in the craft.
How about intelligent orbs that are said to be entities in themselves and not just projections or not just, you know, they're orbs. They're species. They're completely round. And there are other forces and entities in the universe that take on shapes which are unimaginable. So your theory just falls to the roadside because there's no such thing as just one type of species with two arms and two legs.
But I think he's making reference to what people would automatically assume hypothetically is an alien looks like. And the experiences, when you, for example, you watch documentaries and you hear experiences from other people and their visualizations of what they've seen, they're usually the same. It's usually a little green man with big eyes and he's examined.
Yeah, but they could be demons.
Okay, hold on a second. Thanks for that, Paul. Okay, somebody says, could you ask Sweets why alienations are so elusive?
What is so elusive?
Why alienations are so elusive.
Alienations?
Yeah.
Well, the question really should be, why aren't they destroying our world then? Okay? In other words, you either have a prime directive type of thing where you let the Earth evolve in its own pace with just some interactions and changing the DNA every once in a while, or you basically subject the planet to annihilation. So.
Okay, hold on a second. Martin, you're in Galway. You're live in Classic Hits 4 FM. You're on The Late Show. Good evening to you.
How are you doing? I do well.
Yeah, Galway seems to be a bit of a hotbed of alien activity tonight, isn't it?
I was going to say that. It's amazing, right? Must be out of fluoride in the water or something.
Yeah. What have you seen or have you ever seen anything, Martin?
I'll be honest with you now. I was the biggest skeptic. And I'm quite skeptical about most things. But I was, as I said in my text, I was walking through a field when I was 14 or 15 I was. And this is a long time before I ever went drinking or did anything like that now that would have altered my mind. But we were crossing the field and there was myself, my brother and our friend. And the three of us saw at the exact same time, we were looking at these lights up in the sky and we thought there was like planes or something. We thought it was, you know, planes following in a path.
Mm-hmm.
But they stopped dead and they turned back on themselves in a split second. Now they changed direction a few times.
Yeah.
So I put it down first, as, you know, like obviously the first thing you think about is, you know, like lanterns and satellites and all that. But they don't change direction that fast. Even if the wind is strong, which it wasn't, this was summer's night, even if the wind was strong, a lantern wouldn't change back and forth, and they wouldn't change at the exact same time, and they wouldn't just disappear then after a few minutes. A lantern usually comes down to ground while it's still lit. So for me, I don't know what that was. I've never really thought an answer to it because it wasn't really going to bother me that much, you know. But I know what I did see, and we all saw the exact same thing. Now, this coincidentally, about a week later, somebody else said that they saw the same thing as well. So it wasn't just we saw our imaginations going wild. But, like, from what that fellow caller was saying a minute ago, like, he kind of contradicted himself at one point. He was saying, like, that there couldn't be, you know, aliens and all that. And then he's saying, like, you know, he's not saying there isn't any other civilizations. And then he said that, you know, like, in order for life, like, you don't actually need water and all that. What's the point in disputing it, like, you know?
And yeah, I don't know. I'm kind of very skeptical, but I think you have to keep an open mind.
Well, you do. And you know what, actually? You mentioned a thing on Netflix. I actually saw the same thing myself. And each one of those people, and they're quite, they're well-educated and they're well clued in on what the field is. And we all swore that they would actually sign, what was it, a sign statement, saying what they're saying is true and all that. But they're just dismissed. You know, these are people that would have worked with NASA and, you know, other organizations in America. You know, so, like, when you have people like that, of that stature, coming up in the group and saying that, you know, we're telling you that this is happening, you know, like, how can we dispute that, you know?
Yeah, I mean, okay, it's a fair point. I mean, generally speaking, Sweet, in this world, what's the percentage of people, or would you have those kind of statistics, the percentage of people who have had some sort of experience, i.e. they've spotted something or seen something?
Yeah, well, of course, it depends on what study you're referring to, but if you want to just take an isolated one like the Roper Report, you come up with about 33% to 40% of people have had some kind of sighting or experience worldwide. Now, that is a hell of a lot of, you know, a percentage of people that have seen these things. Huh?
Even if it was only 1% of people that saw something, that's
sure.
A massive amount of sightings, you know?
Yeah.
And even at 1% of the world population, if they're all saying that they saw something, you know,
mm-hmm.
even if you only took 1% of that 1%, that's still a lot of people who
saw it. Oh, it is. Well, it is. I mean, you take the world population into consideration, yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, so, exactly, even if you broke it down to 1 million people that saw something, they would have said,
and it would scare you, by the way, Martin, when you've seen something that you can't explain. Now, it might not have been anything at all, but there's a good chance it could have been something. But did it actually scare you?
No, it doesn't scare me at all. I'll tell you why. Because, like, I'm just going back to what that other caller said. Like, he's saying that, like, it's a real kind of egotistic thing to think. Why would it be coming to see us? But Jesus, why have we, since the 60s, tried to get into space and tried to go as far as we can? For the exact same reason, you know? And I do believe that we're the actual primitive.
Oh, yeah, very, you know, primitive, yeah.
Oh, very, you know. So, like, if in another million years, if the human civilization is here, there's no doubt that we would be going to very far places, you know. We would come up with a new fuel source that would bring us longer distances. So what's to say that these other civilizations haven't got that? And the reason why I wouldn't be afraid of it or have any fear is because, like, they do have the technology to get to us, so therefore they probably do have the technology. If they wanted to do any harm, they would have done harm. But I don't think it's like that. I really don't think so.
One final question before Martin, thanks for that. I really appreciate it. Thank you very much.
No problem.
One final question, please, just before we wrap up.
Yeah.
When you look at kind of movies like Independence Day, and we see, and only recently, of course, we have the Avengers one. Moment. Do you ever believe that UFOs or aliens are a threat to our civilization? Just on a personal opinion.
There are good and bad and everything. We don't live in a singularity. We live in a world of universe of opposites from our point of view, okay? Mm-hmm. So there's good and there's bad, okay? And there's all kinds of things in between. Some don't bother us, some do.
It'll be the bad ones I worry about.
Well, listen, I can change the subject and tell you that I photographed a ghost at the probe conference in March of 2011. I was filming the audience to see if I could pick up tall white aliens that disguised themselves, because Charlie Hall, who worked with them on Nellis Air Force Base and has written four books about them, they usually come to his talks, and he was there. Okay? So I was filming the audience, and I got a ghost.
Are you talking about shapeshifters?
Well, no. This was a ghost coming right through the porter's trolley. It's probably one of the most easily recognized ghosts that anyone has ever seen. It caused quite a stir when this turned up on my video when I was filming the audience. And you can get that, just go to Google and say Sweeps, you know, type in Sweeps Films Ghost. And 8 minutes and 1 second or 2 seconds into the film, this ghost you will see. You can pause it, look at it, and it's been authenticated by everyone who's ever seen it.
Well, I think
so you think that you're talking about UFOs and flying saucers and this type of thing. There are also other things in heaven and earth ratio type of thing. There are ghosts and there are all kinds of other things.
What I'll do is I'll put a link on our Facebook page to your site and also to that video as well. Because
it'll
be very interesting for people to see.
Just Google it. Sweeps Films Ghost.
Okay, well, listen. I'm looking at some of the text. I want to read out one particular guy who's been texting in quite a lot, so I do want to read out his text here, otherwise it'd be unfair.
Right.
So he says here, I accept the existence of extraterrestrial intelligence, but not on little old Earth, but 400 billion planets in our galaxy alone. That's why I'd like to know what he thinks. I think it's SETI. You would know more about this than I am. SETI, is it? SETI? Is it better?
Oh, SETI.
SETI, okay.
Yeah, SETI is a farce. It was disinformation. In fact, they stopped the funding of it. SETI, from the beginning, they knew of, the government knows of UFOs on the planet, and different, they've had over 74 different types of contacts with different alien cultures just on this planet. So the SETI thing doesn't have to look out into space to find aliens. That whole thing is ridiculous. Always was.
Okay, so you blame it was that sort of...
Jill Tarter is a disinformationist, period.
This is the guy that set up this organization, was it?
Oh, Jill Tarter was one of the main workers, and they even made a film about it, you know.
He also says then the hobby of UFOlogy is fine, but it can be dangerous when it becomes mainstream accepted. You believe it can be dangerous?
Well, depends on how it affects you and the people around you. You have to be very careful. You don't want to scare people. You'd like to tell them the truth from point of view and your experience in the field and this type of thing. But you don't go around trying to force this down people's throats. If they're happy enough not seeing them and never having seen them and never had any talk about it, let it go. Everybody has their own path to follow.
All right, well, listen, I got to thank you very much for coming on the show tonight, Sweeps Fox. And the website, by the way, is www.irishufology.com. And I'll spell that for you. That's IrishUFOLOGY.net.
And then go into the forums, yeah.
Yeah, we'll put a link up on our Facebook site, our Facebook page, Sweeps. I'll tell you about that in a second.
I hate social networking, but have fun.
Why?
It's very dangerous, especially for people like me.
It's not as dangerous as aliens, from what you've been saying.
No. Facebook is more dangerous than aliens, believe me, right now.
All right, listen, Sweeps, thanks very much indeed. I appreciate you coming on the show tonight.
Right, and good luck to you.
Thanks very much. There you go.
Right.
I will put a link up on our Facebook. It's www.facebook.com/4FM Late Show. That's 4FM Late Show in Facebook. And we'll do that as soon as we're finished. Mike, you've joined us. And
yes.
Also been joined by Stephen as well.
Goodbye.
Not alone.
I'll see you. I have to go back to the pub or whatever. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Thanks. Bye-bye.